A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Samech Aleph, Nedarim 61a, pagination is 121. We're making reference to a statement in the Mishnah regarding vows that should be in effect until the time of Pesach, and it depends exactly what the wording was as to how far it will be binding. The basic case of the Mishnah, found on Samach Amud Aleph 60a, was Konam Yayin She'eni Toim. A person made a vow that he would not taste wine, and in this case, described 6 lines from the bottom, he said, Ad ha-Pesach, until Pesach comes, regardless of when he is in the year, he's making a time limit, until Pesach, Osur ad she-yagia. So the words Ad ha-Pesach would be Ad v'lo ad bichlal, non-inclusive, and since it's non-inclusive, it will only be binding until Pesach comes. If, however, he said, Ad sheyehe, until it will be, Osur ad sheyetze, it's going to be forbidden to do this act, in this case, drinking wine, until Pesach is over. Ad sheyehe, until it will be, until it has been fulfilled. The third case, which is the case we're going to focus on, is an item of debate. Ad Penei HaPesach, until the face of Pesach. Rabbi Meir says, Asur ad sheyagia, it's forbidden until it comes. But once it comes, it's permitted, because Penei HaPesach means the face of Pesach, the start of Pesach. Rabbi Yossi says, Asur ad sheyetze, it's forbidden until Pesach is over. In the words of the Ran on the first wide line on Ardaf, De'ika lemeimar, because it could be interpreted as ad penei ad rega echot shelifnei sof yom acharon shel Pesach, that he means until one moment before the end of Pesach. And since it's not clear how to interpret it, Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah says that you have to observe the vow until the end of Pesach. Let's see our Gemara and how this Machlokes, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, is explained. Again, our case that we're focusing on is Penei HaPesach, the face of Pesach. Says the Gemara, Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, 1 line up from the bottom, Lememra, are you telling me? And this is the way we think. To Rav Meir Sava, Rav Meir holds, Lomayel inish nafshe lisfeka, a person does not bring himself into a sense of doubt. And if he says, Penei HaPesach, it has to be given a very clear interpretation, and it means until Pesach comes. Rabbi Yossi Sava, but Rabbi Yossi holds, Ma'ayel inish nafshe lisfeka, a person, when he makes a statement, may perhaps be stating something of confusion, and we don't have a clear drive to interpret it in only one way, and therefore we're interpreting it according to the different possibilities of what he might have meant. So again, Reb Meir holds, we must come up with a definitive understanding, and it means until Pesach comes. Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah is holding, Penei HaPesach could be interpreted in a variety of ways, and therefore he has to observe the vow throughout. Viraminhi, I'll ask you a question of a similar philosophical dynamic, but this is talking in a case of Kiddushin. But again, a person is saying something and we're not sure how to interpret it, and we could interpret it in one way exclusively, and then we would be able to be definitive, or we can allow for the vagueness of the statement. Here's the case. Misha yesh lo shtei kitei banos. A person has two groups of daughters, mishtei noshim, from two different women. He married one when he was younger. Later on in life, he married the other. So the set of daughters from one wife are definitively older than the set of daughters from the younger wife, from the second wife. Va'amar. And now he makes a statement. Kidashti esbiti hagedola. I accepted kiddushin for my older daughter. Ve'eni yodeya, and we are left in confusion. Im gedolo shebigdolos, did he mean the oldest of the older group? Im gedolo shebiktanos, did he mean the oldest of the younger group? Ve'im ketano shebigdolos, or maybe he meant the youngest of the older group, she gedola mina gedolo shebiktanos, because she is older than even the oldest of the younger group. Kulan asuris divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that we enter into the confusion of his ambiguity, and we're going to forbid all of the girls that were eligible until we can clarify this. It's a legitimate doubt, according to Reb Meir. Chutz min haktana shebiktanos, except for the youngest of the younger group, that she's clearly not included in his statement of being mekadesh the older daughter. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan mutaros, they're all permitted. Chutz min hagdolos shebigdolos, except for the oldest of the older group. Because we're going to understand his statement, despite its possible ambiguity, we're going to understand his statement in a definitive way. Our problem now is that we clearly have two different approaches when there's an ambiguous wording, but they don't match. Reb Meir of the Braisa we just quoted is the one who says, we enter into the ambiguity. Reb Yossi is the one who says, pick the most logical and you're locked into that one. In our Mishnah, in the case of a vow, it was exactly the opposite. Reb Yossi was the one who was allowing for the ambiguity and saying, you have to observe the vow throughout Pesach. And Reb Meir was the one who said that you could grab the definitive interpretation, which is until Pesach, with the assumption that the person is not looking to be ambiguous, and he meant something that could be defined. So we have a contradiction in the opinions of these particular scholars. Reb Meir is matching Reb Yossi's opinion, and Reb Yossi is matching Reb Meir's opinion, which is self-contradictory. Amar Rav Chanina bar Avdimi Amar Rav. Rav Chanina bar Avdimi said in the name of Rav, Mukhlefes Hashita, indeed, it was recorded in reverse. There's a mistake here. And based on the Braisa that we just brought by Kiddushin, and based on another Braisa, which we will say in a moment, we are going to come to the conclusion that on the contrary, it's Rabbi Yossi who has the lenient, more definitive opinion in our Mishnah and only holds the vow until Pesach, and it's Rabbi Meir who is the opinion that we accept the ambiguity and get confused by it and forbid additional things. In the case of Kiddushin, there are more girls being forbidden until we can clarify it, and in the case of the vow, there are more days being included in the vow, because we're not definitive what he meant when he said, until the face of Pesach. V'atanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Zakla kol shezmano kavua, if there's a specific time, v'omar ad penei, and he says the words ad penei, Reb Meir omar ad sheyetze, Reb Meir holds until it ends, meaning we're confused. Do you mean until it gets there, or it means until almost ended? V'Reb Yossi omar ad sheyagi, and Reb Yossi is the one who holds until it comes, and not more. because we're more definitive and we grab a specific interpretation to his words based on the principle, Lomayil inish nafshe lesfeiko. When a person said it, he did not intend to allow for confusion, and you understand it according to the most definitive approach. The reason that it makes such a big difference, who said what, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, is because generally we paskin like Reb Yossi, and therefore we really want to know which one is Reb Yossi's opinion. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Chaf, Se'if Yud Aleph, both approaches are brought. Ha'osar atzmo bedavar. If a person forbids himself in something, ad pnei ha-pesach, until the face of Pesach, the first ruling is, eina osar ela ad sheyagia, it's only forbidden until it comes. That's the understanding that Rabbi Yossi is more definitive in his understanding of the vow, and we pick the definitive approach, and we don't look for the ambiguity, and we rule that until Pesach is all that is forbidden. But there are those who rule da'ad pnei ha-pesach, until the face of Pesach, osur ad sheyetze, is going to be forbidden until it ends. Interpreting Rabbi Yossi according to the approach of ambiguity, the way it was in our original Mishnah before it was revised. A more thorough commentary on this revision and how to accept it and paskin can be found in the Ran on our page, where he discusses a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.